Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
India, Canada's claims in Sikhs killing absurd. New Delhi, Canada's probe into the alleged involvement of an Indian national in the assassination of a Sikh separatist in Vancouver last year is a political compulsion. India's External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said after three Indian citizens were arrested over the killing. Canadian police on Friday arrested the trio for the murder of Hardeep Singh Nijjar, saying they were investigating their links to the Indian government, if any. The killing sent diplomatic relations between Ottawa and New Delhi into a tailspin last autumn after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said there were credible allegations linking Indian intelligence to the crime. India vehemently rejected the allegations as absurd, halting the processing of visas for a time and forcing Canada to significantly reduce its diplomatic presence in the country. It is their political compulsion in Canada to blame India, the Press Trust of India news agency quoted External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar as saying on Saturday. Thousands of people were killed in the 1980s during a separatist insurgency aimed at creating a Sikh homeland known as Khalistan, which was put down by security forces. The movement has largely petered out within India, but in the Sikh diaspora, whose largest community is in Canada, with around 770,000 people, it retains support among a vocal minority. New Delhi has sought to persuade Ottawa not to grant Sikh separatist visas or political legitimacy, Jaishankar said, since they are causing problems for them, Canada, for us and also for our relationship. He added that Canada does not share any evidence with us in certain cases, police agencies also do not cooperate with us. Nijjar immigrated to Canada in 1997 and acquired citizenship 18 years later. He was wanted by Indian authorities for alleged terrorism and conspiracy to commit murder. The three arrested Indian nationals, all in their 20s, were charged with first-degree murder and conspiracy. They were accused of being the shooter, driver and lookout in his killing last June. The Canadian police said they were aware that others may have played a role in the murder. In November, the U.S. Justice Department charged an Indian citizen living in the Czech Republic with plotting a similar assassination attempt on another Sikh separatist leader on American soil. A Washington Post investigation reported last week that Indian foreign intelligence officials were involved in the plot, a claim rejected by New Delhi.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.